CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe. On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Live from the headquarters of CBS Sky Radio, Fired Up with CJ, now also on iTunes. Our guest today is Mal Duane, author of Alpha Chick, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. I'm Cassandra from CBS Sky Radio, and we're going to go right back to CJ and Mal.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I'm CJ Liu, and we are going to be talking about how we would apply Mal Duane's Alpha Chick, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. So in the previous segment, we were talking about the 5 steps are embedded in acronym for FAITH. And the first one was to focus. The second was acceptance and attitude. And the third was identification and intention. And these are some steps that you can use when you're hit an impasse in your life and you want to move forward. And you don't want to turn away or go into denial or eat yourself into misery. Or in Mal's case, you actually had some addictions. And so Mal Duane is going to be sharing her 5 steps and particularly how she used these 5 steps herself personally for moving from pain to power. So welcome back, Mal.
Oh, it's great to be back with you, CJ.
So what tell us the remaining steps? So focus, acceptance and attitude, identification and intention. What were the T and H stand for?
The T stands for thoughts. And there's been a lot written about the power of our thoughts. And we know that what we think shows up in our life experience. We manifest what we think about. So we really have to pay attention to our thoughts. And when, if you start to train yourself and monitor what you're thinking, if you discover that you're focusing on negative things, to break that pattern, I used to pull an elastic band on my wrist. But I've discovered something. Oh, and that used to hurt like holy hell. But now, rather than do that and torture myself, I tap myself right on the right temple. And that breaks my train of thought.
Wait, so you
and
tap the right temple? I love
right
that.
Temple.
Okay.
Tap a couple times. I tap my right on my right temple. That breaks my train of thought. And then I said, wait a minute, not going there with that. And I shift
that.
My thinking into a positive mode. And after a while, you become very trained at it. It's very, very powerful.
Yeah. So I guess your family members know when they see you tapping on your, oh, there she goes.
Oh,
she must have negative thoughts.
For years they thought I was, you know, Looney Tunes, but they're getting used to me slowly but surely, I think.
Okay, and what does the H of the FAITH stand for?
And the H is my favorite step because this is healing and helping. When we heal as women, when we become empowered and we're strong and we're centered, we know it. Our dimmer switch is all the way up. We are a shining light. We're a force to be reckoned with. And and you feel it. Energetically, we know when we're strong. We know when we're standing in our power. We just resonate with a different energy. And when we're at that level, you got to turn around and start to give it away. You've got to go and help others who need that support and that acceptance and that help and help and getting them to that consciousness, that awareness that you now have for yourself. And it's a law of reciprocity. That's really what it boils down to. Because what you give out is going to come back to you tenfold.
Now tell us about your own personal story and how this process saved your life.
Well, I suffered from addiction, really, you know, bad alcoholism and depression and self-loathing for 25 years. It's a long window. And I got to a point where I one day was so broken open and raw emotionally that I thought my best option might be death. I couldn't see anything else ahead of me. I was too buried in my own pain and suffering. And so what happened was when I let go of my will and was willing to open my heart to another voice, to some other influence, it happened. I think you get to that point where you're broken open, that the light can finally shine in on you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. It was a spiritual awakening. It was an epiphany. And at that moment, I knew that I had the power of choice. Mm. And it was there, but it had been buried under all the debris of the addiction and the craziness and the chaos. And once I discovered that awareness that I had that power of choice, and a lot of this came through meditation. The more I meditated, the more I understood exactly what my journey had been and what I needed to learn. And from there, I could create the intentions that I needed to create to move myself forward. Mm. And I did that through meditation, through journaling, and through prayer, but using these five steps over and over and over again brought me to creating a $50 million company, buying a horse I didn't know what end to feed to become world champion, marrying my husband, Dr. Delicious, my soulmate. I mean, I have created everything a woman would want in life. I have it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I'm hearing you, the way that it maps to your process is that the meditation, the journaling, it's not as if you went out looking for the answers, you went inside to find the answers. What was it that you had to accept about your alcoholism so that you could be free of it?
Was that my alcoholism, my behavior, my actions were not who I was as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I looked at it as this huge flaw my whole life. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I realized it was not a huge flaw.
Mm-hmm.
I had an illness. I had a disease. And once I embraced my flaw and could actually find the perfection in my flaw so that I owned it, I accepted it, I just did a big speech on Saturday night, and I said, you know what, I'm going to say something very shocking. I am grateful that I'm an alcoholic because I wouldn't be doing all these interviews. I wouldn't be speaking to all these women. I would not have written my book, which became a bestseller and won 5 huge awards, and I would not have married my husband if I had not been an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So that's an example of how you took those thoughts, which was, you know, your intention and identification. So you no longer identified as being a woman who couldn't deal with it, couldn't do it, couldn't whatever that was. But you actually turned around your identification to someone who is powerful and could turn things around and took those thoughts as a positive intention, looking at I had a guest called and they called it Wabi Sabi, looking at the imperfections of things and seeing the beauty inherent in that.
Yep. That's exactly what it is, wabi-sabi, finding the beauty in imperfections.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's your essence.
Yeah.
I discovered who I truly was as a woman. I was a loving, caring, funny, creative woman ready to emerge from this cocoon of addiction that I had lived in for so long. And once I broke out, whoa, I became unstoppable.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's so hard to look at those dark moments and see them as opportunities for growth. But in fact, every single time when I look back at my life and I look at the darkest moments are also the moments in which I grew the most and spiritually, emotionally, physically, everything. And it's great to hear. I mean, it's inspiring to hear how you did that and used it as a way to cure yourself. So, and inspire other people who have addictions. It's fantastic to have you there.
Lessons come from pain.
Yeah, absolutely. So Mal Duane here, Alpha Chick. I love the idea. I love your title of your book, Alpha Chick, 5 Steps for Moving from Pain to Power. Folks, make sure to get her book. And thank you so much for being here. Very inspiring.
Bless you. I love the work you're doing. I'm honored to share this time with you. Thank you so much.
Blessings back. All right. Thank you so much. And in the next segment, we talk to Emily Zillig about a subject that most women cringe about. We have unempowering beliefs about money and our ability to handle it. So we're going to be talking to Emily about some of the common mistakes we make about money and how we fix them. And folks, make sure to go to www.firedupwithcj.com and get a schedule of upcoming shows, articles, and coaching tips. We'll be right back.